Fire Chief Bill Howell made his case for the Bethel Fire Department during the meeting's opening public comment period, known as People to be Heard, saying the city's emergency vehicles have a reliability problem.
There's been no plan or vision in the past at the fire department for vehicle replacement, and this has kind of led us into the position we are now, where we have 30 and 40-year-old vehicles that are in various states of disrepair and having trouble with those responding.
Hal says he supports and looks forward to anything that plans for the future of Bethel's emergency vehicles. Bethel Vice Mayor Fred Watson proposes to amend city code to place a percentage of ambulance fees into a vehicle replacement fund. The proposal mentions 50%, but that could change. Watson has had his eye on this issue for some time. He started volunteering for the Bethel Fire Department back in 1989. In all, Watson says he's worked on staff or as a volunteer for 18 years. In all that time, he says the same old equipment has been used.
As the fleet ages, as you know, some of their equipment's 30 years old. There's really nothing more you can do to, you know, make it a working piece of equipment that's safe.
There will be more discussion on the vehicle replacement fund. While joining the other council members in unanimously accepting the proposal, Alicia Welsh had concerns about committing future city council members to a set percentage to be given to the fund.
I think it is a good idea, but I think it could be done a little bit better, and I'd like to hear from our attorney. And again, this is just an introduction, and so we could hash it out next meeting.
Mayor Rick Robb says the council would have the authority, as with any other fund, to pull the money out of the fund if there were any other needs.
As far as binding future councils, it puts the money in there, but it could still be moved out. The fund isn't protected by makeup or statute or anything.
But he says paying into the fund would initially reduce the amount of money going to the city's general operations. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.